Hello and welcome to the EIC Scaling Club podcast, where we share interesting insights from leading European deep tech entrepreneurs, investors, and industry experts. You've come to the right place. Now sit back and enjoy the podcast. Today we are at the Tech Tour Growth 50 event in Paris. I'm sitting down with Jean Schmidt from Jolt Capital. Jean, thank you for joining us today. Tell us a bit more about Jolt Capital before you kick off.
Yes, thank you, Heiser. So Jolt is an investor in growth technology across Europe. It means that we invest in 10 to 50 million euros revenue companies, which are full of technology. And we're investing amounts which can range between 10 and 50 million as well, to make it simple.
Great. If I'm not mistaken, you are familiar with the EIC Scaling Club and you were involved in the predecessor, EIC Scaling Up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, absolutely. Those initiatives are absolutely critical. We have an ecosystem in growth which is building and we need to support it by any mean.
And that means?
That means education, of course, sharing deals, sharing data. There are some critical data to share, I think, on Europe. You know, we don't need to be ashamed about ourselves all the time. We did catch up in venture and deep tech in Europe in terms of number of companies financed per year with the US. And of course, on growth, we have a lot to do. And we are catching up now with size of funds and with lots of initiatives across Europe to fund better and grow growth funds, which in turn are going to finally create those large companies we are all working for creating.
You just finished a panel here at the Tech to Growth 50 event. What makes you so bullish about it? Is it the statistics are showing finally the good returns that we all need? Or is it more like a gut feeling and then the knowledge of the market that you've built up?
We always had good returns. So the returns were good, but what was frustrating is that people were not expecting us to be around. So I think that many countries, many funds were very obsessed at creating a VC community that would deliver and were not looking at the next leg, which is growth. And this is changing now, where we do see an extreme support, and not only in Europe, actually, in all countries but the US having a VC community. Now we see people delivering significant means to growth stage companies, because that's the right time to do so. It's not only because of COVID. It's not only because we suddenly discovered that we have value chains or supply chains which had been hurt. It's also because we have the inventory of startups which actually requires those funding. And now we see that investing in those companies do deliver good returns and great benefits for the countries and the continents.
So we have the numbers, we have the potential. I think everyone should agree with that. What are some of the barriers that we still need to overcome, though?
So the key barriers are institutional money availability. So, of course, we are in the beginning of a financial crisis. So clearly, money available will shrink a little bit and we will have issues of allocation of alternative assets. So we need to make sure that we get our fair share. We demonstrated in multiple research that buyout, for example, and growth are delivering exactly the same returns over the last 20 years. Just growth is getting less money for no good reason. So I think that now it's time to communicate and kind of gently push on pension funds and so on, so that they would allocate a little bit more to growth than they used to do. And this is not going to be detrimental to their own returns. So it's good for them. It's good for Europe. They should do it now.
I think gently pushing them has been done for the last 20 years already. Don't you think we should be a little bit more aggressive in that sense?
No, I don't think so, because they are too rich to be pushed otherwise than gently. So convincing them and also try to sneak into their head is what we need to do. So they are our customers. So we don't go aggressively on those customers. We need to explain why, and just a very teeny, 0.1% allocation of the assets of those pension funds would change the fate of Europe. So we just need to do our job to convince them that it's good. And I think now we are at a time where stars are aligned, governments are pushing in that direction, and that's super important. 15 years ago, it was not the case. The press is pushing in that direction as well. And don't forget that 5 years ago, the press was kind of talking about about Uber being a model and all those companies creating zero value were so beautiful because they were creating short-term profits eventually to their shareholders, certainly not profits for real. So, you know, we are coming from a world where we were doing many, many wrong things, I think, which had been very detrimental to Europe. And I think that after those lessons were learned now, people are aligning. So I'm not an optimistic by nature. I'm optimistic now because I see as a fact the stars being aligned.
Yeah, that's a positive message to end on. To conclude, what do you expect from the EIC Scaling Club? What do you hope to get out of it?
We are in a very wide place. Europe is really big and we don't have a Silicon Valley where everybody is concentrated. So the first function is to meet and talk and share experience and even LPs and customers. So we are not in a hyper competitive market. We are in a market where there are very few people which are actually trying to commercialize what they do. So I mean funds and collaborating is to me the name of the game. For example, we developed an AI platform which has knowledge about most companies and technology in the world. We are very happy to share those things because I don't feel that the other guys are competing with me. I think that collective intelligence and is much better thing to do in Europe right now. 20 years from now, we might be in a deadly competition spin. Right now, it's all about collaboration.
Great. Collaboration, events, a meeting. I hope to meet you many times over at EIC Scaling Club events. Thank you so much for taking the time, Jean, and enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the EIC Scaling Club podcast. For more interesting insights on European deep tech, subscribe to our podcast, YouTube channel, and our newsletter on eicscalingclub.eu. See you.